3-4 miles out of Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. And it's a really beautiful place. They have a museum there. Mm-hmm. And I always enjoy going there, mm-hmm. because it's almost unchanged. Well, it is. The woods are the same as they were 100 years ago. They haven't allowed anybody to fool with it. And it's just kind of nice to go over there and look. They've got the cannons set up as they figured they would have been set up during the battles. Mm-hmm. And you walk through there and you kind of picture yourself in the midst of things. Mm-hmm. And there's a big statue right there, right on the Tennessee-Georgia line, right at the end of Missionary Ridge, the north end, at the bottom of the ridge. A big statue to the Georgia 103rd and the Tennessee 34th or something like that. It's a big, tall obelisk kind of statue with horses around it. And there are a lot of Civil War statues in Chattanooga and around Chattanooga. Lookout Mountain is that's their tourist attraction is the Civil War Park up there, Lookout Mountain Park, and which is really pretty. And you've got Confederama, where they have it's kind of like Cyclorama here in Atlanta, where they have the battles and little men, and they turn out the lights and you see the shots and you see the men die, and it's kind of interesting. And other than Civil War landmarks, we've got the Incline Railway, which is supposedly the steepest incline of its kind anywhere in the world. It's supposed to be. It's a mile long and goes right up the side of Lookout Mountain. And there's the old L&N Station House, the Chattanooga Depot, which is a huge, it's converted now into what they call a Chattanooga Choo Choo, which is a restaurant, and combined with a Hilton hotel, mm-hmm. and what they've done is really nice. They've gotten old passenger trains and they built these tracks out behind the restaurant, out behind the station house, and you can actually rent, room in the train, in mm-hmm. the passenger compartments, and it's your hotel room. Yeah. And they've built that into a real tourist attraction, but it's a nice old building, a huge old building. Chattanooga used to be the biggest train, whatever you call it, station, or what do you call it when all kinds of railroads cross and meet? Intersection, or not intersection, but junction. It was a large railroad junction, and it was used to be the biggest in the South. Till the trains died. Of course, Missionary Ridge is a natural landmark, as is Signal Mountain, Lookout Mountain, and Chattanooga is in a bowl. Really, it's between mountains, and it has Mont Eagle Mountain is, 30 miles to the west. And it's got mountains all around it. And Mont Eagle Mountain does strange things to the weather in Chattanooga. You get almost no snow there at all, because the mountain, all the weather is broken up by the Mont Eagle Mountain.